Well, let's start by saying thank you for joining us here on this segment. I know a lot of people just kind of stop what they're doing at work. Maybe they're at home. If you're driving in your car, pay attention. Keep it between the mayo and the mustard. But thanks for being here. Always crazy. Sometimes fun.
Always something new.
Always.
Yeah.
Wouldn't You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are...
stinkers.
Dang right.
That's right.
I'm still kind of laughing about Reacher putting a beat down on his neighbor.
Yep.
And why would you think that as a human being you could... running out in front of a crotch rocket and think that you're going to push him off the bike. And then I watched
an
interview.
That's like going to play in traffic. That's not that smart.
Yeah. Well, and then the neighbor was on video. He recorded himself saying, you know, I used to ride crotch rockets before, and I'm fully aware of, you know, they're loud and... I mean, I'm not going to pursue and press any charges. I just don't want them to... just don't want them to be driving up and down the streets like that. It's like, well, no, because you're scared. He'll freaking... put your lights out.
Yeah. He's a behemoth of a man, that's for sure.
Yeah. Alan Richson. Anyway, that's interesting that you have actually seen Reacher.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, but you're not up on a lot of other pop popular movies, you know, pop culture type stuff. But, you know, that's cool. Have you seen Stripes?
I have not.
Have you seen Ghostbusters?
I have.
Have you seen the movie Porky's?
I have not.
Have you seen Porky's 2?
Well, I haven't seen Porky's, so I haven't seen Porky's 2. No.
Well, I don't know. You could have watched them out of order. Have you watched Porky's 3?
No.
Don't bother. First two were fine. There's only so much silliness. All right, we're here to play Would You Rather Wednesday. Question numero uno. Question number one. Matt, would you rather fight Alan Reacher Richson or Jared Homeboy Hatcher?
How tall is Jared Homeboy Hatcher?
I'm going to say that he and Richson could probably square off pretty good. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Jared's 6'2", easy, maybe 6'3". And I'm going to put him at about 225, 230. You know, all muscle. Same thing with Richson.
Yeah, I'd get torn apart by either one, probably. I'd get torn apart by either one.
See, I think you could take either one.
I don't know.
You know, you got to watch out for the little guys. Not saying that you're little, but you're littler than them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I think you could take either one. Start with a kick to the midsection.
You know, I've seen what Reacher has done to people. I know it's TV shows, but I don't know if Jared Hatcher is capable of doing the same thing.
Did you see Jared Hatcher at the fairgrounds?
Yes, the choke slam.
Yes. He picked him up with one hand.
Yes, it registered on the Richter scale.
I'm telling you.
He's a force to be reckoned with. I kind of think he looks like the wrestler Goldberg, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think there's some similarities there. Maybe they're like, you know, like fourth or fifth cousins or something like that. But
would you rather fight Alan Reacher Richson or Jared Homeboy Hatcher?
You know, give me the homeboy. I think I can handle the homeboy.
Yeah. You wouldn't be quite as black and blue.
Yeah, I think I'd still have a few ribs that were not broken.
Okay, so then one step further, who do you think would win a fight? Homeboy or Reacher?
Ooh. If it's Reacher from the series, I think Reacher, no doubt. But, I don't know. You know, part of me is thinking I think Reacher might win that one.
And then, when Homeboy Hatcher was bouncing at the fair, meaning running security, he picked a dude up with just both his hands, picked him up by his head and carried him out.
I'm pretty sure it was just one hand. we're talking about unbelievable strength.
I would put money on Homeboy.
Maybe, but I don't know. I've seen the Reacher series, so that kind of...
That's in your head.
Tilted to one side, okay. Yeah.
Well, Homeboy, I'm in your corner.
Nobody puts Homeboy in a corner.
Question number two. Would you rather be held captive by a serial killer and escape after 5 years, or be adopted by a family of gorillas and live in the jungle like Tarzan for 5 years? Would you rather be held captive by a serial killer and escape after 5 years, or adopted by a family of gorillas and live in the jungle like Tarzan for 5 years?
See, the serial killer, that'd be freaky. I think the gorilla, you know, I think they would adopt me as one of their own. And I think, you know, I could...
You were saying?
It was quite the whale.
So what's your answer?
I'm going to be a gorilla. That sold me.
All right. All right. So Matt's going to be adopted by a family of gorillas.
So I'll act like a gorilla. So, Pat, you can't look me in the eye. Otherwise, I'll get all territorial, you know, like a gorilla.
What does a gorilla sound like anyway?
Well, like, I know, like, monkeys, like, you know, they go, ooh, ooh, ah, ah, but I don't know. Or, like, that's always what they've always said, but... I don't know what an actual gorilla sounds. I've never
heard a monkey say ooh ooh ah ah.
Well, they make the sound like that, but I don't want to.
What the hell sound is that?
Ooh, ah! I don't know. All right. Okay. Never, ooh, ooh, ah! You know how they make that? Yeah, see?
Now I'm kind of seeing what you're saying. Yeah. Oh, goodness sakes.
But okay. I don't know a gorilla. I mean, do they like... are they like just more like, you know, burly sounding?
I think so.
Yeah. You know, kind of like that? The kind of grunt?
I just got a mental picture of doing a morning show with a gorilla.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good, man. Question number three. Would you rather referee the NCAA championship game and be paid by mobsters to throw the game, or one time only smuggle illegal drugs up the Mississippi River from the Gulf of America to Canada? Or Gulf of Mexico, whatever you want to call it.
I don't know. Because that's two, like, extreme illegal things.
Referee the NCAA championship game and be paid by mobsters to throw the game, or for one time only smuggle illegal drugs up the Mississippi River from the Gulf of America to Canada.
See, I feel like, you know, you throw the game. I don't want to be in the pockets of a mobster, because that's a dangerous game to get into.
Okay.
On the other hand, having to smuggle stuff.
Are you saying that from experience? Have you?
No. I mean, I'm just... Okay. I've watched too many TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, so it's not like Matt Hitman Shear?
No.
Okay.
As Robert De Niro was saying, you paint houses? No. I think or the other one with the drugs, that'd be...
Drug runner. But you're going up to Mississippi. A lot of places to hide.
You know, if you're at the LEC, close your ears. I'll probably just do the Mississippi drug run.
Really? Okay.
Because at that point, you know, I do it one time, done, where if I'm in the mobster's pocket, or let's say one of their small, you know, yeah, I throw the game, but if one of my other calls, you know, a point spread to be an issue, then... Take you out back and whack you.
Yeah. Huh. I bet you if you're running those illegal drugs up the Mississippi, you'd be nervous like a dog passing a peach seed.
Oh, yeah. It would be bad. I'd be...
You'd be a nervous wreck.
Yeah. Wouldn't have any fingernails left. I'd probably, you know...
Oh, goodness sakes.
All right. Sweating.
You're a big Michigan fan, right?
Yes.
Big Michigan fan.
Go blue.
Would you rather drink a cup of Michigan head basketball coach Dusty May's sweat? Or after a duty do number two, wipe your butt with a toilet bowl brush? You're a big Michigan fan. Dusty, a cup of Dusty May's sweat.
He is the savior of the program.
Drink it down.
Oh, boy.
Otherwise, you gotta wipe your butt with the toilet bowl brush.
See,
I know.
You know, Pat, as a certified proctologist...
Yes. Ass man?
Yes, as the ass man, I can tell you that is not healthy.
Ted, you're in here again. Quit using the scrub brush.
Got some irregularities. You know, Pat, I can't bring myself to do that. It's going to be gross, but at the same time, you know... Hey, he brought us back to where we need to be as a program for University of Michigan as a fan. I'm not using the toilet brush back there.
So what you're saying is...
I'm drinking the sweat of Dusty May.
Oh, yes. My gosh.
I'm not... The toilet brush thing is... I can't. I can't, you know, that's just, I'm getting the creepy crawlies, and when I say the Dusty May thing, as much as it grosses me out, I'm not getting as weirded out. Remember, I am a proctologist.
Yes, you are. Oh, goodness sakes. This concludes... Would you rather a Wednesday segment? Brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are...
Stinkers.